This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake up call confessions.
On Thursdays, we do wake up call confessions. This is where we have to share something, get it off our chest, confess it to the show. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I found something on the internet. This is not breaking news. Reddit has a section called TIL, Today I Learned.
Oh.
And it's very interesting. And there's a woman who exists in this world named Rochelle Gilmore.
Okay.
She is an opera singer in New York City. Mm-hmm. And she has the record for singing the highest note ever sung there.
Hmm.
And I'm reading the story, and that's the headline, the highest note. And, you know, there's a video attached and stuff like that. And I'm reading the story, and she was the understudy. She only had 4 hours to prepare for this.
Oh, my God. That's my worst nightmare.
They even delayed the opening of the show by 20 minutes because she was so nervous. And the opera she was singing has a note written that was so high, human beings can't sing it. So the people
seems, and they didn't take that out.
I know it seems kind of like a jerky move,
right? Yeah.
But anyway, the singers have the ability to like play around with it and stuff, but she hit it. This is just the part. Listen to this part. That's not it. You'll hear my confession coming up soon.
It's impressive.
Goes crazy because they know my
that
confession. My confession is it makes me cry.
Oh my God!
Really?
What?
Hearing that makes me cry.
What?
I'm tearing up right now.
You are.
I've watched that video in its entirety like 5 or 6 times, and it makes me cry every time.
Why on earth?
Oh God!
Why does that make you cry?
I think it's something to do with how amazing the human body is. Like the things, when you see somebody, just like when you watch an athlete break the record for the fastest time anybody has ever run,
okay,
or something like that. It's just emotional to see what the human body is capable of.
I need to ask you a question.
What?
Are you about to start your period?
I don't know. I think so.
Because this is exactly the reaction of, oh, I'm probably about to start my period.
If you want to see it for yourself, just text the word SING, S-I-N-G, to 73389.
Do you feel crampy, or are your boobs sensitive?
You're being mean.
Do you need some chocolate?
You're being mean.
Okay, all right, sorry. All right, it's Wake Up Call Confessions.
We talked yesterday about how Gavin and I go to our very favorite massage place, Massage for Life.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Okay? Okay. A couple weeks ago, I couldn't get into our favorite massage place. But I was like really wanting a massage. So I went to a place and I think the woman tried to happy end me.
What?
What?
How?
Grazing the sides of my boobs, going up much further, massaging my thighs than anybody ever has.
Wow.
I laid on the, you know, bed massage table, and the woman comes in, and usually, like, you climb under a sheet, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. She immediately ripped the sheet off, so I was just laying face down in just my underwear.
What?
Okay. Then she sort of put a towel over my butt, but that towel very quickly was just sort of pushed up and down my body because she spent like more than half the time just on my butt.
Really?
To the point where I finally said, can I turn over?
No, you're shooting the flare up into the air for a dirty place like that.
Right.
Like, can I turn over? That's code. Ask Robert Kraft. That's code. Wink. It's time for wink. That would have been the moment that that place would have gotten raided. And that would have been the greatest headline that I ever saw. Wake up call show member caught in a massage parlor sting operation, and everybody would think, oh, here's Gavin again, lonely married guy. And then they'd read and go, King?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.